This goes to Dr. Renfer. It's R-E-N like November, F like Frank, E-R. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Donna, last name is Hart, H-A-R-T, date of birth 6/30/1923. Dear Dr. Renfer, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Hart with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was June 9th of 2025. Since that time, she developed shortness of breath and with known congestive heart failure. She was taken to the emergency department 12/21/25 and had right-sided pleural effusion and also sepsis, and that needed a pleuracentesis, and the daughter reports that there was about 700 milliliters removed by needle aspiration. All of the right-sided shoulder pain went away after the thoracentesis was done, or the pleuracentesis, and she felt better. And her weight is actually 8 pounds down since she was seen in June of this year. She's also got oxygen that she uses at night, and she is back in the assisted living facility now. She's going to be getting a chest x-ray done in the Greenville Hospital, and then we'll be doing some lab studies again this month to follow up. She was in Greenville Hospital for 4 days, and she was discharged on Christmas Day. And the new medication that she's on now is Lasix 20 milligram once a day, and that has been helping prevent weight gain and as well as treating the shortness of breath. But she has developed some right-sided shoulder pain again, and the daughter is concerned that possibly the pleural effusion might be returning. So they will be getting a chest x-ray very soon. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She states that she's sleeping well at night because she's able to use oxygen. So she can lay down and use 1 to 2 pillows without difficulty. The edema of the lower extremities is improved also. Her biggest complaint is a left posterior lump in her calf that's quite tender to touch. It's not red or swollen. It's not swollen, generalized, having generalized swelling or anything like that. And that is something the daughter wanted me to be aware of. And no current chest pain or palpitations, stable dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, the new medication is Lasix, 20 milligram once a day. She's also on Bisoprolol, 10 milligram daily. Hydralazine, 25 milligram daily if blood pressure is greater than 140 systolic. Diltiazem, 240 milligram once daily. Those are the current medications, and the other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 124 pounds. Pulse is 72, oxygen saturation is 94% on room air, and blood pressure 128 over 62. In labs, most recent lab studies were done January 9th, 2026. Albumin is 3.6, calcium is 9.2, creatinine is 1.95, estimated GFR is 22. She does have fluctuating creatinine levels. The last time it was 1.9 was 9/21 of 23. But previous two levels prior to January 9th were 1.71 and 1.65. Probably the increased creatinine is an effect of the new addition of Lasix. sodium 144, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 26, hemoglobin is 8.8, white count 12.0, normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with slightly higher creatinine levels, suspect this is a medication effect with the addition of Lasix, entirely necessary, though, to treat the congestive heart failure. We have talked about dialysis, and the patient adamantly does not want dialysis. So we need to treat her medically using diuretics, low-sodium diet, fluid restriction, comfort measures also. So oxygen as needed, pain management as needed carefully. 2, congestive heart failure, currently stable. She'll be getting another chest x-ray soon to make sure that she's not having a recurrence of the right pleural effusion. 3, hypertension, that is well controlled. Also with the painful lump in the left calf, I advise the daughter to keep checking that every day. Make sure it doesn't become red and firm and swollen where it may need an ultrasound. Currently, it sounds like it's very localized and you can touch the area and that's painful. So possibly a superficial phlebitis is in that area or possibly a small fatty tumor. But she'll be following up with you for further evaluation if that changes. And we're going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.